This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden welcomed action by the Senate as one that would show America can do, quote, big things. He's referring to the Senate vote to begin work on a $1 trillion national infrastructure bill. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
On this vote, the yeas are 67, the nays are 32.
After months of private talks among a bipartisan group of senators, the Senate finally voted Wednesday night to begin work on a nearly $1 trillion national infrastructure plan. Members of the negotiating group expressed joy and optimism.
This will be the greatest investment in infrastructure in all of our lifetimes.
This is truly a night to celebrate.
Infrastructure is about bringing America together.
But hard work lies ahead, and the fate of the deal is far from certain, in part because President Joe Biden and Democrats are also working on a separate, broader $3.5 trillion package that's being considered under budget rules. That maneuver would allow Vice President Kamala Harris to cast the deciding vote in event of a tie in the 50-50 Senate. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin sought Thursday to nudge forward security ties with Vietnam that have been slowly deepening as both countries watch China's activities in the South China Sea with growing alarm. Despite closer military relations more than four decades after the Vietnam War ended in 1975, U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has said there are limits to the relationship with Hanoi, which makes progress on human rights. The Afghan government in Kabul will be fighting for its life and could well fall to the Taliban after the United States completes its military withdrawal from the country in August. That according to a U.S. government watchdog charged with monitoring events on the ground. This is VOA News. AstraZeneca has said it will seek U.S. authorization for its COVID-19 vaccine in the second half of this year. AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports.
The new timetable comes after the Anglo-Swedish drug maker had initially suggested in April that it would submit the application within weeks. The new announcement comes as the company released second quarter financial results. The report showed that the drug maker delivered more than 700 million doses of the vaccine to over 170 countries in the first half of this year. That includes 80 million doses that went to the COVAX initiative for low and middle income countries. The UK, European Union and World Health Organization have already authorized use of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Karen Chamas, London.
Federal workers in the U.S. are expected to be told Thursday they will need to be vaccinated or submit regular testing for the virus. U.S. President Joe Biden said he will speak about coronavirus-related matters Thursday. Signs began appearing Thursday in federal buildings, including in the White House briefing room, requesting that even the vaccinated wear masks. Burundi, one of the last countries in the world to start inoculating its population against COVID-19, said it has agreed to take COVAX vaccines, but with a condition. The change of heart came a day after the IMF agreed in principle to a $78 million aid package to help Burundi deal with the fallout of the pandemic. The health minister announced Wednesday Burundi would accept COVAX vaccines offered by the World Bank, but would refuse to sign a waiver he said was demanded by pharmaceutical companies. China Thursday reported small coronavirus outbreaks driven by the Delta variant in three provinces as a cluster linked to an eastern airport spreads despite mass testing and a vaccination drive. That latter flare-up has seen 171 cases detected in Jiangsu province, while infections have spread to at least four other provinces. This is the largest spread geographically for several months, challenging China's aggressive containment efforts. Malaysia's embattled leader was accused of treason and urged to quit Thursday after the king denounced his crisis-hit government for misleading parliament, a rare public rebuke from the revered monarch. Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin leads a scandal-plagued coalition that seized power last year without an election, but his government is on the verge of collapse after allies withdrew support. Armenia's prime minister said Thursday he would request the deployment of Russian border guards along his country's frontier with Azerbaijan to prevent further escalation after new clashes. Last year, Armenia and Azerbaijan fought a six-week war over the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.